Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Escape room and puzzle fans are celebrating the release of the independent film Solver. It's a mystery adventure, and Cinema Falls is hosting the South Dakota premiere this weekend. In the movie, the character Luke Williams discovers a series of puzzles at his grandfather's cabin after the grandfather goes missing. The film stars Carrie Canupi. She's an actress born in Hot Springs and raised in Pine Ridge. She joins us now on the phone from L.A. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Also with us, Jack Kelly. He's the film creator and screenwriter. Jack, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Jack and Carrie, you're both coming to South Dakota for the South Dakota State premiere. Is that correct?
Yep.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
Well, we wouldn't miss seeing you, getting the chance to see the film and ask you some questions. Also with us in the studios at South Dakota Public Broadcasting Studios at the University of Sioux Falls, Julie Anderson Friesen, who is in charge, the executive director, CEO, mayor of Cinema Falls. Julie, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Lori.
Jack, I want to start with you and talk a little bit about this notion of what kind of movie that you wanted to make. It's something that a family can see, but it also has that, you know, sort of intellectual suspense of a good puzzle movie. Give me an idea of what went behind that thought process in writing the film.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we were inspired by kind of the world of puzzles, games, escape rooms, treasure hunts. A lot of us grew up with movies like The Goonies, which was Steven Spielberg's kind of famous treasure hunt movie back in the day. And then, you know, there have been a lot of movies over the past, I don't know, 10, 15 years with Santa Da Vinci Code or National Treasure. And, you know, I think, you know, when we were originally looking at putting this together, we were very excited about creating something like that in the atmosphere of a small-town community. And you're absolutely right. This is something that we designed from the get-go to be something that all ages could appreciate, kind of going back to those early Indiana Jones movies, that same kind of feel. So you're right. There is an intellectual component for maybe some adults, intelligent people, engineers who will pick up on some of the science, but you definitely don't need to be an engineer. I mean, we've had 9-year-old kids see the film, and they ask some of the best questions, and they love it.
And Carrie, tell me, when you read the script, you know, what drew you to the part? What drew you to the film?
You know, I really liked the, as Jack was saying, the small town aspect of it. And growing up in Western South Dakota, it's something that is close to my heart. And those characters are, you know, they're always hardworking people. They're people that are just fun to play, and so I said yes pretty quickly. And I liked the whole puzzle aspect of it too, you know, the just, you know, what's going on, kind of suspense that my character is going through, and then the ride that we get to take the audience on.
Right, and I've seen some trailers or, you know, clips for the film online, and lots of surprises, and really captures a sense of wonder as well as a sense of suspense in some ways, because there's some pretty creative things that you've crafted for the film. Jack, tell me about your role as an architect and how sort of your education at Yale and beyond kind of went into also constructing this story.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I grew up in a small town myself, and you know, both my grandfathers were guys who were kind of tinkerers. My one grandfather was a dairy farmer and a cattle farmer. And my other grandfather worked for General Motors. So I was inspired by kind of that tinkering, mechanical world. And one of the things we decided to do was to shy away from CGI and kind of computer special effects, because you go to the movies today, and it's filled with that kind of thing. And I think a lot of people that I've talked to, at least, you know, in my world, are kind of sick of that. And we like going back to those sort of handcrafted, hand-built sets and real locations. And so that's one of the things we tried to do. And that obviously carried through into the puzzles. The movie is filled with all these kind of interesting gizmos and gadgets. So one of the things that was important to us while we were making the film was that it be grounded in reality, real history, real science. So you'll see on the poster that code wheel that Luke and Alex and Diego are looking at, the main characters there. That code wheel is a real replica that we hand-built of a code wheel that was designed by Thomas Jefferson during the Revolutionary War. And that's how the America's Revolutionary War forces, they communicated in secret using these code wheels.
So, Carrie, as an actress, it must be a delight to be on set and actually get to, you know, you're not acting in front of a green screen. There's no CGI. No one's holding a stick with a little rubber ball on the end of it saying, look here. You know, you're manipulating and handling this real world. How does that make a difference for you as an actress?
It makes a big difference. You know, I remember going on set. I remember reading some of the parts in the script thinking, how are they going to do this, you know? And showing up on set and being really impressed, you know, just with the, like Jack was saying, just the craftsmanship that was put into each of the puzzles to make it, you know, make sense and to have this little clue that we were given.
Right. I want to bring Julie Anderson Friesen into the... I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. I want to bring Julie Anderson Friesen into the conversation, but first... Jack, how did the film end up in South Dakota? How did you, you know, when we talk distribution a little bit and, you know, bringing a film like this to Cinema Falls and to the state of South Dakota for its state premiere?
Yeah, it's a great question. And without kind of going into a very tangled web of how film distribution works, I don't want to put your listeners to sleep. When we were looking at where we were going to premiere the film in the state of South Dakota, you know, we were put in touch with Cinema Falls by a reporter at the Argus Leader, Alexa, I believe her last name is pronounced Gibbink, who had done a piece about Carrie in the film. And so when Julie and I talked, we thought this would be a great idea, and we felt that Cinema Falls would be the perfect partners for us to introduce the film to South Dakota, which is obviously where Carrie's from, and some people call her, you know, the rising star of South Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Julie Anderson Friesen, independent film in the state of South Dakota. You don't have to ask too many people before they would say, call Cinema Falls. Tell me a little bit about this film and why you wanted to make that partnership and bring it to South Dakota.
Well, when Cinema Falls launched, when we launched, I guess I've always had my own puzzle to solve in even building an indie film organization in South Dakota. And, of course, really trying to search out and find those people who are in film who maybe didn't find their path. Their dream started in South Dakota, but their dream landed and grew in New York or L.A. or elsewhere. But to welcome back someone like Carrie, who is clearly, and I may have been, Jack, the one who called her in our press release a rising star as well, but just to be able to be connected to her, but more importantly, to welcome her home, to help her ride in on a great white horse and celebrate her in her home state, that's kind of a special thrill for us because I know it's going to be meaningful to me to watch her parents' faces as they come and see this event. So it's more than just us delivering, you know, a film to our patrons. It's really celebrating someone who comes from our state to really show them respect professionally. And it really helps that Carrie is fantastic in this film. You know, she plays an interesting character. She's this garage mechanic. She's herself a puzzle solver in her own way. And so you never really know what you're going to get when you are approached about a film like this. But Carrie's great, and we're all going to be proud of her, and we're all going to want to watch and track her career.
Carrie Canupi, tell me what it's like to come home for something like this after, you know, wanting to be an actress and then and landing a film role like this and then standing in South Dakota soil and saying, here it is.
It's a great feeling. You know, I'm going to have a lot of family and friends who have known me my whole life, basically, and have seen me go through the struggles and the, you know, and the successes of taking a career that isn't like a, it's not a common choice, I guess, I would say, in South Dakota. And so I've gotten a lot of support over the years, and it's really fun to be able to come back and have the celebration there with the people that really matter the most to me.
Let's go over some of the event details before we run out of time. So cinemafalls.com is where we get tickets.
Yes.
And this is at the West Mall 7 Theaters in Sioux Falls. The after party is at Escape 605. What's that?
Well, first of all, there's a film ticket and there's a separate after party ticket. So okay. If you buy your film ticket, you're not automatically getting into that party, and it's limited tickets and we're running out of them. So that after party is kind of an extension of the fun of this film and what inspired it. And so we're going to Escape 605, and people with that party ticket get to meet and mingle with Jack and Carrie. And they're hosting food, and they're including in that admission a chance to play an escape room. And so then the film itself starts at 6:30 on Sunday night, and when our post-film Q&A is over, we'll head over to that after party at Escape 605.
All right, Jack, I will definitely see the movie and enjoy vicariously being stuck in a room, but I'm one of those people that's not going to sign up to actually be stuck in a room, even if it's just for fun. That's part of the thrill of this film, isn't it, Jack, that I can eat my popcorn and enjoy the characters going through what I really don't want to physically go through myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, sort of vicariously, you'll still be engaged, because that's one of the nice things about this kind of film, is that you have an emotional story with really interesting, vibrant characters played by Carrie, John Ruby, and Antonio Jaramillo. And at the same time, you have this whole mysterious puzzle kind of mystery thing going on, and so you're trying to work that out and play the detective a little bit. So I think a lot of people feel that both sides of their brain are being stimulated while they're watching this film.
If you're just tuning in, find those tickets at Cinema Falls. We're going to run out of time here, but the event is this Sunday, January 21st, 6:30 p.m., and the film is called Solver. We've been talking with filmmaker, screenwriter Jack Kelly. Jack, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me, and we look forward to seeing you all in Cinema Falls this weekend.
Also with us has been Carrie Canupi, who kind of joined us at the last minute, so we appreciate you jumping on the phone for the home team in South Dakota here. Carrie, welcome back, and thanks for being with us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And last, Julie Anderson-Friesen, in charge of Cinema Falls. Thanks, Julie, always for bringing another great story and some really great artists to In the Moment. We appreciate that as well.
Thanks for the arts and culture you focus on, Laurie. We appreciate it.